Hi guys, you're welcome to another episode of Karen Rants, and I am still your favorite host, the Petite Goddess. Today I have a lot of juicy gist though. Today's topic is I hate Nigerians, and also girlfriend not made. Yes, that's the topic for today. I know, I always have like controversial topics, right? Yeah. And I'll also be playing you two songs from my meditation playlist. I promise you, you're gonna love it. I promise. So, the first reason why I hate Nigerians is our nonchalancy towards mental health awareness. It's very sad that Nigerians are very nonchalant towards mental health awareness. Like, you tell someone you're depressed and they say, go for prayers. Like, what the hell is that? How can you say someone should go for prayers? Like, dude, the person is depressed. Come on. Also, there's a large misconception and misinformation on the context of the subject of this subject amongst Nigerians. Like, the general belief is that is that it's caused by supernatural forces, that, you know, mental illness is caused by witches, evil spirits, or even God in Nigeria. It's so sad. The belief that that mental health awareness is caused by supernatural forces by Nigerians is just totally stupid. For example, my friend told me about how when she was little and she was having breakdowns, and they would take her to the church, and pastor would pray for her, and they would call her Emiri, not knowing that she was actually having bipolar breakdowns. Now that she's an adult and she realized that she has bipolar, you know, everything is beginning to make sense. Like, it's just so stupid. When Nigerians do not understand something, they tend to not regard it. It doesn't even make sense. It doesn't make sense. Nigerians, you guys need to upgrade. Mental development disorder exists. People have things like ADHD, bipolar, Asperger's syndrome. I'm autistic. When I tell people that I have social anxiety, that I don't like going out, that I can't, like, I get very anxious when I go out and all of that, they start to make you feel like you are forming, that it's only white people that have anxiety. Like, really? Seriously? We need to wake up. We need to start to value ourselves, to understand that there's not, it's just skin that differentiates us from white people. Nothing else, just the skin color. And there is nothing wrong with our skin color. So, mental health includes our emotional, physical, and social well-being. It affects how we think, how we feel, how we act. It also helps us determine how we handle stress, how we relate to others, how we make choices. Mental health is important at every stage of life, from childhood to adolescence through adulthood. There are many factors though that contribute to mental health problems, and they include biological factors such as the genes or brain chemistry, life experiences like mine, such as trauma or abuse or family history for mental health problems. And you know, the funny thing is, some of our parents actually know that something is wrong with them, and then they see us manifesting the same thing and they start to beat us. Like, really? God, like, Nigerians are quite annoying, you know. Mental health problems they exist, they are common, but help is available. Help is very much available. Easiest way is through therapy most times, exercising. Some people might need medication to balance their mood, and this is unofficial, but you know, cannabis for some people, you know, is good. Like, you can read up on it. Like, I didn't see anything for the come arrest me, but just read up on it. I didn't see anything. Just read up on cannabis, the importance of cannabis. All right, another reason why I hate Nigerians is because of the inequality that exists in our midst. I hate it. I hate the Nigerians are so classist. I hate that Nigerians are annoying. The reason why I'm talking about this is because, you know, I ventured into acting. If you've been listening to my podcast, then you know this already about me. And I've been doing a lot of monologues, and I am very good. This is not me bragging right now. This is me stating fact. I am actually an awesome actor. So I do monologues, and this one that happened recently is even more annoying because I did this monologue and I know that it was done well because I sent it to a few people who actually are good too, and they're like, oh yeah, great. And I also saw a few monologues that were great on that challenge, but we were not shortlisted. The ones that were shortlisted were mediocre ones. So I think probably their students were the ones shortlisted. And it's so annoying. Like, why pull such a stunt? Why lie to us and you know, tell us that, you know, you want to help our life and give us $1,000 and then you don't even shortlist us? Like, it's so annoying. And it's so annoying that Nigerians are kissers. Like, they see something that's good just because you have nothing to offer them, just because you don't have money, they'd rather praise other people. It's really, really annoying, yo. It's really annoying. We need to start giving credit to people who deserve credit. People need to get merit for their work. Don't discourage people who are actually talented. It's not fair. It's not fair. And it's not fair how Nigerian men always want to sleep with you. Even you're a woman, even though you're good, they will not consider the fact that you're good. They just want to have sex with you. It is not fair. Let us get our shit together. Start giving people credit for what they deserve, man. Come on. I know I am angry today. Yes, I am angry. And I know that a lot of people who agree with everything I am saying. And if you do agree with everything I'm saying, you can send me a voice note. I love feedbacks. Yeah, I do love feedbacks. Let's make this podcast more interactive. I've been getting a lot of feedbacks lately from you guys. I got another voice note this week from someone, and I'm thankful for all of that. So before I continue my gist, let's go on a quick music break. This song I'm going to play is for my meditation playlist. I said I was going to play songs on my meditation playlist this week. This song is so soothing. It's so relaxing. Hey, Motabo, Jesus help my soul. It's so relaxing, guys. Very relaxing. I love it. Her name is Umi. I think she's slightly Japanese. Yeah. She's really good. I love her. I found her on YouTube. I follow her YouTube channel. She posts a lot of things about meditation and spiritual awakening. You should actually follow her too. So this song is Down to Earth. And I'll be here, down here, waiting for you. Listen to this one and I'll be right back.
I need stars in the sky that burn. You are the one to bring me back to earth. See, you remind me where I came from. So when you're done with work, just hear me pour outside. Meditate on you just for the hype. Think we met before another life. One around two, I could meet you outside. You're killing me softly. Know that you love me. Maybe I'm honestly falling too soon. I'm happy we're grown now. Don't gotta love you on the low.
So guys, that was Umi. I hope you liked it. The second topic I'm going to talk about is girlfriend not made. I know the topic is weird, right? But what inspired this was something I saw on Twitter this week. And it was actually the guy that opened his own Nya show. So this guy posted a screenshot from a conversation he had with his girlfriend on WhatsApp. The girl was asking him for 150k. She needed 150k, and he said he couldn't help that he only had 10k in his account. Even sent her a screenshot, and she had asked like a week before that. Even sent her a screenshot, and she was like, okay. In the screenshot of his account balance, he was showing that he had sent his mom 100k. So the girl got upset because a week before that, nigga had sent his mom 100k, so that's 200k, and this babe needs 150k, and she's his girlfriend, right? And it's obvious that she doesn't even need it for frivolous stuff, that she needs it for something, because from the way the conversation was going, you could tell. So, and she gets mad, and she was like, okay, so you gave your mom 100k, And the week before that, you gave her 100k, that's 200k. I deserve to be treated the same way you treat your mom, because I'm pretty much your mom now, because I take care of you, I cook for you, she cooks for him every weekend, the food is gonna eat during the week, she cleans for him every weekend, and he has sex with her to his satisfaction. So you see that she's pretty much his mom right now. So now my issue with this is this. He gets upset. Yeah, he gets upset and tells her that, you know, she doesn't deserve to be treated the same way his mom treats her, that she's trying to compare herself to his mom. Now my first point is this. Men, your mom is not more important than the woman in your life. She's not more important than the woman in your life, the woman that has earned your respect, the woman that takes care of you. If there's a woman in your life right now that's taking care of you, if you have a wife that is taking care of you, that ensures that you're okay, bitch, that woman is as important as your mother. Because guess what? Your mother took care of you, yes, fine, she did. But she has a husband to make her the most important woman. Parents should stop blackmailing us. Parents need to stop doing that. Parents need to stop doing that. This is your life. You are starting a life, a new life. You're starting a life with your own partner, you're gonna have kids, you're gonna breed kids, your parents, you don't owe your parents anything. Yes, the Bible says honor your father and mother, you should do that, but you do not owe them your life. If a woman is taking care of you, she's putting you first, or she's putting you second, or whatever, wherever the fuck she's putting you, put her there. Because you wouldn't expect her to take her father more seriously than she takes you, would you? So, secondly, women, you need to stop feeling that what makes you a good girlfriend material is when you can clean up, wash for him, take care of him, take care of his beatings. Come on. No, honey. You're a queen. I'm not saying that you shouldn't do this. I'm not saying that you shouldn't claim for a man. I'm not saying that you shouldn't take care of your man. But if a man has not put this much work into the relationship, then you shouldn't do that. If a man has not proved to you, or if a man has not done same for you, or will not do same for you, then you shouldn't do that. It's house chores. Everybody should be able to clean up after themselves. If a man cannot clean up after himself, that's his problem. It is not your duty to clean up after a man. What makes your relationship worthy is how you think. Is your mind. Does he share the same values with you? Do you guys share the same values? Can he be your friend? Can he support you? Can he be there for you? Lonely nights when you need someone to talk to, can he be there to talk to? Times when you need someone to support you in your business, someone to support your goal in life, can he be there? Does he support your goal? Does he support your dream? Man, that's the same thing you should be looking for in a woman, not a woman that can clean up or that's a very good cook. You can be a good cook, Mr. Man. You can be a good cook. Don't be looking for a wife that will cook for you. It's only insecure men that look for women, that look for women who are beneath them. Because you see a lot of insecure men, they have women that they feel that are worthy of being their friends and their colleague, but they will never date you. They'll tell you, no, I can't date you. That's an insecure motherfucker. I know, I am angry. I've told you guys I'm angry. I'm just like really, really upset because my eyes has been opened to a lot of things that society has put us in. And the truth is that every woman has a feminine and masculine side. It's left for an individual to decide which one would dominate. Same goes for men. There are a lot of feminine men. But society already sets a rule of how people should be instead of being who they really are. If women are allowed to be their masculine self, then she will sooner realize that she needs a feminine man in her life, and she won't end up with a dominant or a narcissist who wants to control her. Like for me, I realized that I sort of have masculine tendencies. Like I'm feminine, but I'm masculine at the same time. So I wouldn't necessarily go for a man who would try to control me, because I don't like being controlled. I don't like being told what to do all the time. Like, come on, dude, we're friends. If you want me to do something, if you feel you're not okay with something I'm doing, we can have a conversation. Period. So I think that we idolize romance so much that we mistake romance for love. Romance is not love. I'm going to say this again. Romance is not love. That's why we have, because you know, it's sad that a lot of people do not know this. That's why we have a lot of broken relationships, a lot of divorce happening right now, because people are so blinded by romance and they idolize romance so much. Romance has its source in an incompleteness of self, and that's just the truth. Romance grows weaker with closeness, dailiness, and familiarity. Like, a lot of people do not find themselves. A lot of us are just, especially women. Women are the ones who idealize romance the most. We do not find ourselves. We do not concentrate on ourselves. We have been told by the society that we come second, that men come first. So we're always looking for who to take care of, what to take care of. We always feel complete. Like, that's why a woman would feel that the only thing that would complete her is marriage. That's why some girls would marry on time and would feel that it's an accomplishment to marry at the age of 23. Like, dude, like, the only kind of accomplishment you should be thinking about is work, is being able to establish things, being able to be an inspiration, not being able to be a man's wife. like, men should even be inspired by you because you're amazing. And same goes for men. Men have been made to feel that they need to dominate all the time. That even though there's some men who are just feminine, who are sensitive, they are being mocked and made to feel less because society has told you that the right thing is to be masculine. No, the right thing is to be who you really are. Not to be masculine or feminine or anything. Just be who you really are. So, I mean, even society, like I said, society doesn't even help because as a woman, they won't allow you to even live alone until you're getting married. I remember when I wanted to leave my mom's house and everyone, even though it was obvious that my mom was emotionally abusing me and she was being manipulative and my mom is a narcissist, everybody knew. But they were all saying, wait till you get married, or wait till you go to the abroad. Like, what the fuck? Should people stay unhappy and commit suicide because, just because? Okay, so what will happen if I stay alone? Do you know that since I started staying alone, I've been more well behaved because I know that I have to be responsible for myself. We need to grow up. I feel that every young lady should at least stay alone by herself for like 2 or 3 years before getting married. Be able to take care of yourself before getting married. If not, you'll never learn how to take care of yourself. That's why a lot of women at the age of 40 are still finding themselves. A lot of women are unhappy at the age of 40, 45. They're feeling like, oh, they've lived their life for so many people and they want to live their life right now. Man, we have a lot of issues in this country. Yo. We have too many issues. And I know that I just came here to rant. That's why it's called Karen's Rant. Oh, man. So I'm going to leave you with this question. Ask yourself honestly. If you're a man, if you're a woman, I'm not gonna say this question is just for women, but mostly for women because women are the one more guilty. So ask yourself honestly, is your state of well-being determined more on your love life than your own life? Well, you remember this answer. I will leave you with this song by... Did I just say why you remember this answer? Hey, God of Israel, Karen. All this evil. See, you people should start finding me for every time I speak bad grammar, right? Please don't find me. I'm a Nigerian. I have a right to speak bad grammar anytime, any day. I'm being a true Nigerian. Yes. After all, Britain or British or English is not my language. Yes. So I can speak it anyhow. So, well, so I'm going to leave you with this song. It's titled Remember Me by Umi. I've come to the end of the show again, even though I hate to go. So guys, you know I wrote a book last year, right? Okay, if you didn't know, now you know. I wrote a book last year on my birthday. I released it on my birthday. It's titled Beautiful Rune. It used to be on Okada Books. I don't know what happened. I think their app crashed or something. I've not been able to access it. But if you want the book, you can send me an email to indicate at otionokaren@gmail.com. You can send me an email. It's just 500 naira. This book focuses on healing and it's very inspiring. It's very, very inspiring. I wrote the book before I left my mom's house and, you know, it was a lot of things I realized about life, mostly based on realizing that happiness and true success is not about how much money you have, but about how much of yourself that you can break free from the world, from society. I don't want to give you all the juice of the book. It's my memoir. Buy it if you love me. I know you love me, so buy it. If you also want to sponsor the show, if you have adverts you wanna place on my show, you can send me a message at otionokaren@gmail.com. You can sponsor the show, send money, PayPal. Guys, do you know it's like 3 a.m. now? I have this like bad habit of always recording my show at midnight. I don't know. Like, and anyway, I'm still job hunting. I'm a petit model, an actor looking for work. You can follow me on my socials at The Petit Goddess. I'll leave you with this song, Remember Me, till I come your way next time. Remember to drink water and stay hydrated. Ciao.
Allow me to show you something.
That was it.